grateful that Brendan already read some of our scripture this morning, and I invite you now to hear a third passage from the Gospel of Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded to you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength, and our salvation. Amen. I spent a great portion of the last week in a former NFL arena. The St. Louis Convention Center used to be home to the Rams. It was an arena that was not new to divided opinions and divided loyalties. It was a place where many had cheered for opposing teams for a number of years. And for the 4 days that the special session of General Conference gathered, we called it church. We called it church in a place where there were divided opinions and perhaps even loyalties. We had powerful moments of worship. We had Spirit-led prayers. We heard God's word proclaimed. And we held conferencing around human sexuality. I spent most of my time on the concourse level and not down on the floor. I was a reserve delegate, and so most of my time was up on the concourse. And sitting there on the concourse, you were looking down at the playing field, so to speak. Sitting in a seat where others had cheered for games before me, where perhaps others had booed in games before me. And there I sat, watching what was going on the playing field. On Tuesday, when the delegates to the special called session to General Conference affirmed in a vote to uphold and strengthen our current disciplinary language and position, I was up in the concourse, and this is what I saw. Part of our church gathered in the middle. They gathered in prayer. They held hands and they prayed for unity. Many among that group who were formed in the shape of a cross in the middle of the playing field had been supporters of a one church plan, which it hoped would eliminate language and grant more freedom while acknowledging that we are still deeply divided. So while they prayed, There were others who turned their backs from that prayer and prayed their own prayers. There were still others who began to sing and dance. Others who sat silently in their seats. Others who moved about on that playing field in small groups. Others walked around offering handshakes and gestures of affirmation. I was in the concourse and I wept. This is our church. This is our church. I imagine, friends, that if we had had a similar process here in this congregation at Myers Memorial, what I would be watching from the concourse would be pretty much the same thing. We'd group together with those that we agree with. We'd huddle up in prayer with those who share the same opinions that we do. We'd hug and embrace those who seem to be in pain and those who understood our pain the most. This is our church. This is our church. This is God's church. Deeply divided, hurting, celebrating, weeping, rejoicing. And into this deeply divided church, some that's full of hurt this morning, some that's full of pain, some that's full of rejoicing, some that are full of thank goodness, the special session to General Conference is over. It's into this church that I speak this morning. Jesus' mission to the church centers on three mandates. We share in common our Wesleyan heritage. We share in common our sincere love of God. And we share in common a desire to follow the teachings of Jesus. So today, friends, I want to remind us of our mission. Our mission. Our mission. In his book, Change the World, Mike Slaughter, who is the pastor of emeritus at Ginghamsburg Church, says this. He says, Jesus' mission centers on three biblical mandates that define the mission operative for the church. Jesus' mission centers on three biblical mandates that define the mission operative for the church. For our purposes this morning, we're going to call these things the three greats. The first is the great requirement. Brendan read that great requirement to us. What does the Lord require of us? What does the Lord want from us? Micah 6:8 says the Lord requires that we do justice, that we love kindness, and that we walk humbly with God. The great requirement has some action verbs involved in it. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. It's action-oriented. It's not just enough to speak or pray that justice and kindness and walking with God is going to happen. Doing it invites us to actively engage in speaking out and acting on behalf of those who lack a voice or influence. To remember that we are called to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God to the marginalized in our society, the least, the last, and the lost. And to act with justice and kindness towards them. And the next scripture that Brendan read for us, the great commandment. This is the commandment I give you, says Jesus, that you must love one another. The great requirement, what does the Lord require of us? To do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God. And what does Jesus command of us? But to love one another. To love God and to love our neighbor. We will be identified, the church will be identified by the love that we embody and the love that we share. I give you this commandment, says Jesus, that you love one another. Jesus didn't say you have to like each other. Jesus didn't say you had to agree with each other. Jesus didn't say that you haven't won a walk hand in hand and everything's kumbaya? Jesus said, love one another. Period. So the great requirement, the great commandment, and then from Matthew's gospel, we find the great commission. The great commission. We as the church are sent out. We are sent out into the world to go and make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Go, says Jesus. Go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them everything I have commanded to you. So go into the world and teach them love. Go do love. The mission statement of the United Methodist Church, as broken and as divided as we might be, our mission statement is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. I don't find anything in this mission statement that says anything about legislation, about popular opinions, political persuasions. I read a mandate that says our mission is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. There is no amount of legislation that can prevent us or free us from living into our mission. It is about others. Our mission is about others. It is about serving. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about others and serving them and making them into disciples of Jesus Christ so that we can make sure the world is transformed by our love. Brothers and sisters in Christ, outside our doors are a whole community. A whole community that need to know the saving love of Jesus Christ. I bet they won't recognize it in our committee meetings. I bet they won't recognize it when we fuss over budget items. I bet they won't recognize it in an exclusive small group meeting. I bet they won't recognize it when we fuss or argue on the floor of an NFL stadium. I bet they won't recognize it in our language that has harmed and hurt others. But they will recognize it by the love that we do for other people. We can make disciples. We together can transform the world. We are the church. We are the church. The world would be lost without the church. We have a mission. It's to make disciples. It's time to put aside our opinions. It's time to put aside our differences. It's time to put aside the hurt and the harm that we have done to each other and to focus on the mission to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And as we do that, we are not left alone. Jesus promises to be with us even till the end of the age. And lo, says Jesus, I'll be with you even to the end of the earth. We're never left alone on our mission. In a few moments, we'll receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And we'll remember that Jesus died for us, for our sins, for our salvation. And as you hold that bit of bread in your hand, I invite you to remember the others that Jesus died for as well. And when you receive that bit of broken bread, sorry, may you be renewed and strengthened to go and make disciples, to go and love other people, to go and do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God.
Amen.
It's time, friends. It's time to be the church. Let's be the church together. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.